Changes to the Mental Health Act, October 2023. Fact Sheet. Producer's Note. This document shows the logo of Manatu Haora, the Ministry of Health. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 27th of November 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicoms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Changes to the Mental Health Act, October 2023. Fact Sheet. On the 29th of October 2021, Parliament made some changes to the Mental Health, Compulsory Assessment and Treatment, Act 1992, commonly called the Mental Health Act. These changes will strengthen the rights of people placed under the Mental Health Act. The Mental Health Act is a New Zealand law. Sometimes mental health can be hard to manage. When someone has very bad mental health, a doctor might call it an abnormal state of mind. An abnormal state of mind means that they might hurt someone, hurt themselves, not be able to take care of themselves. This will not happen to everyone who needs support with their mental health. The Mental Health Act says that a person can be made to have mental health treatment without their consent. Consent means saying yes to something happening. This means if a person is having a very hard time with their mental health, a doctor can make them get treated even if they do not want to. Being treated without your consent is called compulsory treatment. The changes are part of the work Manatu Haora, the Ministry of Health, is doing to improve the care and treatment people get under the Mental Health Act. For more information on the Mental Health Act and the work that the Ministry of Health is doing, please see aicoms.nz/5608. What the changes mean for you. Using phone or video, the staff at your mental health service can now use a video link in some situations. For example, when a staff member is arranging a review or assessment of you, under Section 76 of the Mental Health Act. A judge can also use a video link at the court hearing, if you agree for them to do so. No more indefinite orders. Reviewing your condition. Your responsible clinician must review your condition with you at certain times to check whether you still need to be under a compulsory treatment order. The first review must happen 3 months after you were first listed under the order. Any review after that first one must happen within 6 months each time. Before this change was made to the Mental Health Act, your responsible clinician could apply to the courts to extend your first order for 6 months. Then when it came time for the next review, they could extend the order for an unfixed time. This means your compulsory treatment order could just keep going without any review. Extending your compulsory treatment order. From the 30th of October 2023, after the first 12-month extension of your compulsory treatment order, your responsible clinician must reapply every year to the courts if they think you still need to be under an order. See below for the process. 1. Compulsory treatment order starts. Your first compulsory treatment order lasts 6 months. 2. 6 months from your first compulsory treatment order, your responsible clinician can ask the court for an extension that lasts another 6 months from the day after it would have expired. 3. 12 months from your first compulsory treatment order, your responsible clinician can ask the court for another extension that lasts 12 months. 4. 2 years, and every year after that, your responsible clinician can ask the court for an extension. If you do not want to go to the court hearing and you want to stay on your order. If you don't want to go to the court hearing about extending your compulsory treatment order and you want the judge to consider the extension without you. 1. You must talk with a lawyer and give your permission in writing for the judge to consider the extension without you. 2. Your responsible clinician needs to check that nobody else wants to talk to the judge about your extension application. 3. The judge must agree that you don't need to attend the hearing. You should also let your responsible clinician know if you want to go or not. If the judge does not agree with your wish not to go to the hearing, they can ask you to go to the hearing, and you must go. Dates for reviewing your treatment order. If you are on an indefinite treatment order, your mental health team should review you and your order within 14 days of the day when your original compulsory treatment order was extended. The last day of the 14 days is called the expiry date. For example, if your compulsory treatment order was made on the 30th of June 2022, then your expiry date each year is the 30th of June. In this example, your responsible clinician should review you and your order any day from the 16th of June, which is 14 days before the expiry. If you are not on an indefinite compulsory treatment order, your order will already have an expiration date. You can ask your responsible clinician for the date if you are not sure. If your responsible clinician thinks you still need compulsory treatment, they will apply to the court for a 12-month extension. This may or may not need a court hearing, depending on what is agreed in court. A judge must decide whether to extend your order or not within 2 months after the date that your responsible clinician applied for the extension. See below for the process. 1. Within 14 days before your order expires, your responsible clinician should review you and your order. 2. If your responsible clinician thinks you still need compulsory treatment, they will apply to the court for an extension. 3. Within 2 months of the responsible clinician applying to the court, a judge will decide if you still need compulsory treatment, and there may be a court hearing. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 27th of November 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.